right away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear.
Oh, morning, beauty.
In Archie's hospital room.
How are you feeling today, soul brother?
Hey. Pretty good there, Dr. Thatcher. You know, I've been meaning to ask you that, you know, since that soul blood from you was kind of transconfused into my veins there, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, could that make any kind of a difference?
Well, not visibly, but maybe psychologically. Tell me this, how do you feel?
Well, I feel fine.
You're... Hands strong enough for lifting?
Oh, sure.
Your feet strong enough for stomping?
Sure.
Well, you're ready for your first tap dancing lesson.
Hey, I think you're kidding me there, Doc, but I want to tell you the truth, you know. I wouldn't mind if it made me a little more musical.
Huh? Think positive, man. Think black. In no time at all, they'll be calling you Mr. Bojangles.
Dr. Thatcher passes Mike in the doorway.
Hey, Arch, how you feeling?
Ah, stinko, but forget that. Hey, listen, do you know what I just found out? You know, Dr. Thatcher giving me the blood and all of that thing. Do you know what them colored corpuscles might do?
Mug the white corpuscles?
Don't be a wise guy, huh?
Look, Arch, when are you going to get off of this garbage about inferior blood?
I didn't say nothing about inferior blood. Them is your words there. Listen. Dr. Thatcher was just in here a minute ago. She was hinting around there, you see, that the colored chromostones inside of them soul corpuscles there, they could maybe make certain changes.
You know, I think she's right, Arch. Your hair is starting to kink up a little bit.
Try to talk a little scientific with you. You give me answers like some jerk off in the street.
You gonna eat that Jell-O?
Hospital Jell-O. Jeez, I lost my gallbladder, not my marbles.
Edith runs in.
I was just talking to Dr. Shapiro. He's going to let you come home today. Ain't that wonderful?
But what time? What time?
Oh, soon, soon.
You're spitting on me, Edith.
Oh, gee, I missed you. I don't like living alone and sleeping alone.
In front of the boy.
I got everything you need, a clean shirt, your pants, your underwear. I'll put them in here.
As Edith steps into the bathroom, Mike continues picking through Archie's lunch tray. He scrapes one dish onto another, then adds a pat of butter. Archie rolls his eyes as Mike mashes it all together. Leaning over Archie's bed, Mike digs in. Archie knits his brow and glares at Mike. Mike looks up from his plate.
What? You know, I thought I seen everything. The day that I seen you dunk a hamburger in cocoa. But this here, I ought to sell tickets for this.
Get this out of here. Take it out in the hall. And finish it up out there. When you finish, go down to the cashier and get my bill.
Okay, Arch.
Hey, all you sickies there on the sixth floor. You want to see something exciting? Get away from your television sets. Look out the door. The blob is coming.
He puts down his emergency mic.
Calm down. Just think, tonight you're going to be back with me in our own warm bed, and everything will be just like it was before.
Hey, Edith, maybe back in our own warm bed, things might be a little better than they was before. Now, what with this new colored blood, man?
Well, maybe I shouldn't mention it, but, you know, I just didn't want you to get scared or nothing.
Archie, that's dumb.
Archie's eyes grow wide.
Dumb? You're saying dumb to me? I'm laying here in a hospital bed. After 27 years of marriage, you would call me dumb?
Oh, I'm sorry, Archie. I shouldn't have waited so long. Don't get mad now. I got some good news. I heard a rumor that they're taking back men at the plant.
But they ain't taking me back at the plant. What am I doing? I'm laying here with an IOU for a gallbladder.
Cut the bill, Arch. They said, yeah, you should pay it on the way out.
Oh, the bill. Well, thank God for the insurance company. See, the company handles most of this, Edith. I only got to pay 20% of what they put down here, which is $640. Well, you see, 20% of that ain't bad, right?
Not these days. Let me see that. Arch, the $640 is your 20%. The whole bill is $3,200.
Wait a minute. $3,200? Look at that, Edith. How the hell are we going to handle this? What do they charge me for intravenous anesthesia? Pharmaceuticals? Look what they're charging me for an enema here. Is it $19 for that? Well, geez, they only use tap water. For that kind of money, they ought to pump me full of a magnus of champagne. Well, I ain't paying this thing. Hey there. Hey, on the sixth floor and you cashiers, I ain't gonna pay this.
No.
This ain't a hospital bill. This is a stick up in here.
Stop all that screaming. You're disturbing everybody.
Well, this here is disturbing me.
He's upset about the bill. It's $3,200. We only paid $131.50 when I had Gloria.
Yeah, we got to keep what they took out of you.
Sorry, Mr. Bunker, but these are all legitimate charges. Now, Dr. Shapiro has signed your release. You better get dressed.
Oh, right, get out of here fast. Let me out of this clip, Jane.
Oh, Dr. Thatcher, you've been so kind, and I want to tell you again how thankful I am for giving Archie your blood.
Oh, not to mention it, my dear.
I want to thank you, too, Doctor. Edith won't believe how thankful she's going to be.
Thatcher looks to the closed bathroom door.
You're welcome, Mr. Bunker. Anytime you need more blood, I'll be glad to give you a refill.
Oh, well, that's mighty wide of you there, Doc. I didn't mean nothing by that. I was just talking about the blood part in my front here.
He zips up.
What I mean to say, Doc, is that blood ain't the problem. See, I ain't got my job to look forward to, and I got to get that job back.
Yeah, you see, Doctor, they're taking men back at the plant, but they ain't called Archie.
That's what I call discrimination.
Oh, buck up, Mr. Bunker. It took us 200 years to get equal rights. You only been black 4 days.
Archie stops getting dressed and stands motionless.
Yeah, don't worry, Arch. You shall overcome.
I'm coming downstairs.
Coming down until you take your medicine. It's in the glass by the bed.
It ain't there no more.
What happened to it? To do.
Hey, come on, Arch, cheer up. You're not the only guy to have an operation or be stuck in a house for a week or to be out of a job.
Dry up, and I hope you ain't got your butt in my chair.
No, I'm sitting on the couch, Arch.
Mike gets out of his chair.
I'm coming down. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what Edith says. I'm coming down, Edith. And bring me a beer. A beer, a beer, a beer. Not in a minute, right now. Or I rip out my stitches.
Mike sits with his feet up.
Hey, canal boats over the coffee table.
You want nice cold beer.
Why did you pour it from the can into the glass? It loses so much through the air.
I thought it would be nice for a change.
Just remember, I hate change.
Archie drinks from his mug.
Oh, geez, now I know why you done that, Lucretia Borden. You're praising it with the medicine, huh?
Come on, Archie, drink it. It's for your own good.
I don't want nothing for my own good. Take it into the kitchen there. Spread it around the floor. It'll blind all the roaches.
See, come on.
No, get it away from me. I ain't taking that medicine.
All right, but I'll get it in something.
Well, that something's going to be thrown against the wall, so it better not be cream of wheat.
Arch, just because you have problems, you don't have to take it out on the family. We didn't cause your unemployment. The whole country's got that problem. You want to get mad, you get mad at the guys who are responsible, the guys in the White House.
Ah, oh, come on, will you? The White House ain't got nothing to do with what's going on in this country.
I don't want to argue with you, Arch. Maybe by the time Joey's grown up, we'll have an administration that'll listen.
I can't wait for that. Meantime, who's taking care of the regular Americans like me, huh? The Anglo-Saxons.
As opposed to the tenor saxes and the alto saxes?
Listen, a colored guy gets in trouble, he runs right away to the NCAAPP. Italian guy gets in trouble, he runs over to see the Pope if he can scratch up the airfare. If not, he hops a bus to Jersey to see Sinatra. And you do anything to a Jew, whoa, boy. Hey, the whole Israel Air Force swoops down on you and kicketh the crapola out of you. But who's doing anything for me?
Arch, you're not alone. You got me, Ma, Gloria, and Joey.
Oh, geez, what a backfield. Meat-headed dingbat, a woman's liver, and a bald-headed kid.
Arch, I know you're under a lot of pressure. That's why Gloria and I want to help you out. We got a few bucks stashed away. We want to.
I don't want to hear this.
Arch, you're going to listen.
I'll sing
it. We got $1,500. We want to give it to you.
Tangerine. She is all they claim. With
Arch, it's only fair. You helped us. We want to help you.
Now, let me tell you something over there, buddy. My old man told me this during the Depression there. He was broke. Didn't have the money to buy food, pay the rent there. And he had to run around, put the arm on all the relations there for 5 here and 10 there. It broke his heart, and they all call him a moocher, a moocher. The last thing he said to me before he died, he says, don't never borrow from no relations. They'll call you a moocher. And when he died, I had to borrow the money to plant them. And what do you think the relations call me?
Moocher?
Why, well, said that, son of a moocher.
Look, Arch, here's a check, $1,500.
Tangerine, when she passes by, Cavalero, smile.
Archie rips up the check.
Will you put a lid on that? You're hurting my scar. Just tell your son-in-law, who's trying to lend me money, that I ain't gonna borrow no money from him.
Arch, what can I do to change your mind?
Tangerine!
All right, forget it, Arch. When little Joey asked me how his grandfather got in the poorhouse, I'll tell him. I offered him the $1,500. He looked me straight in the eye and very proudly said, Tangerine!
Mike leaves.
God help us, God help us.
Oh, he will, Archie. He will. If you take your medicine.
That medicine would defoliate a wire brush. And as for God helping me, you ain't done much to help me lately.
How can you say that? Why, he got you through your gallbladder operation.
Who threw the stones in the bladder in the first place?
Archie, God didn't do that. No. That was all that greasy junk food you eat when you ain't home.
The food was bad. Why didn't God, in his infinite mercy, make me barf it up?
Archie, that's silly.
Don't say that's silly. It ain't silly. These here questions, like why God gives the gallstones here and don't give the gallstones over there? Why he hosts one guy's dinner down, makes another guy throw up his dinner? Them is questions that have bothered great minds down through the ages. Now, I'm going to ask you another question here. I've been a good Christian all my life, right?
Edith considers.
Well, Christian. Well, look at the world in the last 10, 12 years. What have they been doing there? They're all running around delirious and dizzy from dope. They're tearing around like savages jumping on each other's bones there. They're Sodom and Gomorrahizing in the street there. They're all having a hell of a time. I've been a good Christian. Well, all of them was out enjoying themselves. I was home with you. I'll get that. Ask yourself this question. Why have I got gray hairs? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Hank Pipnick from work. Yeah. Come on and say hello to the missus.
Hi, Mrs. Bunker.
Hey, Hank Pipnick, the biggest joker down at work, a funny man. They call him the Jerry Lewis of the loading dock.
Hey, Archie, how's your wife and kidneys?
Did you hear that one? How's your wife and kidneys?
Archie didn't have no trouble with his kidneys. It was his gallbladder.
She don't get these things, Hank. She don't get these things. You know, Edith, you make me so sad. Give us something to eat, huh? I had a chocolate cake over there, huh? And don't put no medicine in it. We got a guest.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, you look great, Tiger.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. What did the doctor take out besides the pretty nurses?
I wish she'd have heard that one. I think she'd have caught that one.
Yeah. Hey, I bring you a present from the guys. They chipped in down at the dock.
What is it?
Yeah, well, it's a six-pack.
He holds a single beer.
Yeah, well, the guys had a drink to your health.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank the guys anyway. How's everything going down the plant, huh?
Oh, the same old thing, you know. Crazy Jurgensen and Whitey Monroe, they had a drag race with the forklifts.
Oh, gee, which direction, forwards or reverse?
Neither, up and down.
Oh! Hey, Edith, come on out. You're missing some swell humor out here. Sit down, huh? Sit down.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, take the special chair, my chair. Nobody sits in that but me. Oh. Well, you being my buddy, well, you know, anything that's mine is yours.
Oh, you mean that, Arch? What's yours is mine?
I never say nothing I don't mean.
Oh, well, I'm glad you said that, because I took your job.
What?
Yeah, I'm the new foreman. Ain't that great?
You're kidding.
No, it's the truth. Should I get out of your chair now?
Well, I ain't thinking about the chair, Hank. Why don't you just get the hell out of my house?
Well, what are you getting so excited about?
While I'm laying up here sick, you took my job.
Well, I had to. I got a house and a family.
What the hell have I got here? A tree with two bamboos swinging on it?
Hey, that's pretty funny. Two bamboos.
Well, that's funny, huh? Hey, Edith, come on out here. I want to show you something very interesting.
What is it?
I'm going to kill a guy. You know why I'm not working, ain't it? Because while I'm laid up in the hospital sick and laid up here homesick, this guy, supposed to be my friend, took my job.
You took Archie's job?
I certainly did.
How could you do that?
It was easy. I had to take the foreman job when they promoted Archie to dispatcher.
Edith turns to Archie, dumbfounded.
They made me dispatcher?
Yeah.
They made me dispatcher?
Yeah.
They made Archie dispatcher?
They made me dispatcher?
Yeah, yeah.
They made me dispatcher?
When?
When they took back all the guys that they laid off. Congratulations.
Oh, jeez, Hank. Wait a minute, Hank. Hey, don't run away. Hey, I hope you ain't going to be mad for all them things I said over there to you because, you know, I'm going to be a good dispatcher, right?
Oh, yeah, you'll be terrific. Yeah. All you got to do is sit around all day long, you know, and you say, which batch should I dispatch? This batch or this batch?
Ah! Oh, what a guy.
Oh. Hank runs off.
That's why they call him Jerry Lewis. He kills everybody, and everybody wants to kill him. Oh, ain't that great?
They hug.
You got a better job, and you're going to get more money. money.
Oh, yeah, there's more money with the job. It's a promotion. Hey, hey, wait till the kids hear, huh?
Oh, yeah, and jeez. Mike was right. Remember in the hospital he said, you shall overcome.
That's right, and for once in his lifetime, the meathead was right about something. A little blast of that colored blood sure changed my look. But, you know, I wouldn't want it to get around the plant, you know what I mean?
Why not? That ain't nothing to be ashamed of.
I ain't ashamed of it, Edith. I'm very happy to have it. I just don't want nobody to go around saying that I'm, like, the token dispatcher.
Archie, and you thought God wasn't taking care of you.
Edith, I was very wrong about that. I admit it. I was wrong, and I hope and I pray that God will forgive me for that, you know. But after all, a lot of people... Look, Job. Job hollered at God, didn't he? And as memory serves, he got a promotion out of that and a nice write-up in the Bible. I'm going to thank God. Thank God. Thanks. You're okay in my book. No, really, Edith. No, we got to have a little thankfulness around here, you know? Yeah. Hey, church on Sunday, huh?
Oh, Archie, that would be nice.
Yeah, maybe I'll even go with you.
Smiling, Edith pats Archie's hand. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Script supervision by Milt Josephsberg and Mort Latchman. Executive story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Ryan. Story editors Douglas Arango and Phil Doran. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Cast: Vinette Carroll, Winnell Thatcher, Danny Dayton, Hank Pivnik, Francis Fong, Nurse. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You, by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1976 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.